Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Deir Shumishmur and Simin Aleph, Shir number 2. We are in Simin Aleph, Din Hashkamas Abayker. And we are on the bottom of the page. I believe that's where we left off yesterday, where we were discussing that the importance of Shavisya Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Shavisya Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Did we finish the bottom of the page already? No, okay, because they're giving the two shares, getting confused sometimes which one we have to over there. Okay, fine. So we mentioned that the importance of placing Hashem in front of us at all times. And on the bottom of the page, the first page, he tells us that what people would do is they would write down on a klaf, Yudkei Vavkei, Hashem's name, in a tsura, in the form of a menorah, of a candelabra. And they would do this with intention to see the Yudkei Vavkei and to bring Yerushimayim to themselves. Now, it's a good thing if it's done properly. But here he is concerned. His concern here, he brings from the Shari Tshuva, is that unfortunately it's a klaf with Hashem's name that might fall on the floor and then it's disgraced and then it gets stepped on, Rahman al-Islan, and that's Hashem's name that's being embarrassed and disgraced. That's one problem which we'll read in a minute. Another problem is that if it's not covered with a glass, let's say it's not covered properly with a plastic, then rubbing out Hashem's name is an Issur D'oraisa. We spoke about this not too long ago in Shari Tshuva. It's an Issur D'oraisa. So let's continue now from the bottom of the page, last line, where he says like this. Because of a Shari Tshuva, Shema Tuvah Shor. Shari Tshuva brings the name of the Tuvah Shor. Shoroi Le'ezor Chayil. Next page, Levat al Minug, to nullify this Minug, to stop this custom, because they don't watch this klaf properly, and it gets falls down on the floor. It also comes to a mechikas Hashem that Rachman Tzon Hashem's name gets erased. Therefore, even though the intentions are good, it's a wrong practice. However, if you take this menorah with Yudkei Vavkei and you put it on the Amud with the Chazan Davins, and many times it says on the top, Shavisi Hashem Negdi Samid, I place Hashem in front of me at all times, and then you put a glass on top of this klaf, so now you protect it. Now you're protecting the klaf, and it won't get, Hashem's name won't get erased. So this would not be a problem. This would be a positive thing because then you see Hashem's name, it reminds you that Hashem is in front of you, and it's not going to get ruined. Less than fine. However, those who place this klaf without the glass, one should tell them that you should not do so. Because he says, because of the candles that you put by the Amud with the Chazan's davening, it comes many times to Mechikas Hashem. So I ask you, how does a candle come to erasing Hashem's name? How does one come to another? So in those days, they didn't have electricity. They would light wax candles, very tall, long ones. What happens to the wax candle? It drips. The wax candle drips. It could fall down in different places. That's overhead of the Chazan or next to the Chazan. And then it can fall on the klaf. There's no glass, there's nothing protecting it. You can follow Hashem's name, and then you want to try to scrape it off, you can scrape off Hashem's name. A lot of problems over there. So bottom line is like this. If you do it properly with protective glass, then it's or something protective, then it's encouraged. If you do it incorrectly, then avoid it because it could come to a disgrace of Hashem's name. We then said on the top of the page, we said, V'lo yizbayesh mibnei b'nei odom hamaligim olav b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. One should not be embarrassed to do mitzvahs in front of people who might make fun of you. A person might make fun of you to do a mitzvah, whatever the situation, the circumstance, wherever you might be. Sometimes a person finds himself in an environment where mitzvahs Hashem are not so appreciated, and he should not excuse himself from doing the mitzvahs. I'm not sure if he spoke about Shal Shudas. No, maybe last night that I mentioned that Rabbi Yoina himself, the author of Shari Tshuva, in a different sefer, he writes that let's say you're a guest, for example, by someone's house in the wintertime, like now. And they're not so makbir on shalashuris. So he says, Lezer Chayil, gird yourself and ask for Lecha Mishnah. Ask the Balabas you're staying by for Lecha Mishnah. He might look at you like, well, you're still hungry. You didn't have food already. We just finished eating an hour ago. Now you want to eat again? It's irrelevant. You have mitzvahs to do. Do the mitzvah. Don't be embarrassed. But then he says further, then he says, do the mitzvahs with modesty, with sneers. Like we said, you give them money in the pushka, don't have to like bang around the pushka, everyone turns around. Ah, he's giving you a whole 10 cents today. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. So, he says like this. Let's take a look at the Mishra Sifkat Ne, Bimne Bine Yadam, Valkopanam lo yiskaitit yimahim, Bimne Shemidus, Azus, Megunim Oid, Vein Roy Lishtamish, Bimene Klaal, and Afilu Bavayas Hashem Yisbarach. The Ramah told us, make sure you do your mitzvahs. Even in front of people who might make fun of you. They might make fun of you. Do the mitzvahs. Lo yizbayish. Don't be embarrassed. The Mishra tells us, don't fight with them. Don't fight with these people. Just do what you have to do and move on. Why? Because if you fight with them, you might build inside yourself midas azus. Azus. This brazenness. And even though your intention is for good, well, lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's still not appropriate. Because if you eventually build this character trait inside of you, It's not a good thing. Because then the person is going to, unfortunately, train himself to be brazen and arrogant and tough and gruff and mean throughout his whole entire life, even when it's not a voice of Hashem, to stand up l'man Hashem. Therefore, don't get involved with him. Now, on the bottom of the page, I'm going to tell you outside what it says here in the Be'er Halacha over here. And the Be'er Halacha says that this, that the Beis Yosef, that the Mishra is referring to, says, do the mitzvahs and don't fight with these people. That's referring to you and them. You personally and them. And they're making fun of you. Do it anyway. Strengthen yourself. Yizgaber kari, like we said in the beginning. Serve Hashem like a lion. Lion is the king of the jungle. You know you have Hashem to serve. That's what you're going to do. However, if it comes to a situation where there are people who want to change the yadus, the level of religiosity in the community, there's groups of people who want to do things to ruin the kedusha of Yiddishkeit, then he says, roll up your sleeves and fight with them to stop this chilul Hashem. Now, first he says, you start on a diplomatic approach. You start with peace. If you're in a place where the apikarsim, there's a safe, if you like, next to you, and that they are coming against to attack the Torah, first you start pasach b'shalom. You start with peace. But they didn't hear what you had to say. Then in that case, he says, it's a mitzvah l'snoisim, it's a mitzvah to hate them and to fight against them. Now, I want to take a step back for a second, because when people hear this many times, they get aroused and excited. Let's go fight against them. Who do we fight? Let's calm down a second. So many times people think, you know, they're doing L'Shem Shemayim, but they're not doing L'Shem Shemayim. Because they're either hot-tempered or because they want to think they're doing the right thing. Make sure we take a step back. Make sure we ask G'dayla Yisrael what we should be doing, proper hadracha, proper direction, because if not, we will come out and creating an unfortunate, tremendous, massive chilul Hashem. But we see over here two different things, the categories. When it's a private individual who is faced with people making fun of him to do mitzvahs, he does the mitzvahs, he doesn't get involved with them. When it's people who are coming against a community, to bring these apikorsis, these heretical, these heretics, and these approaches to Yiddishkeit. And that we say, Lezer Chayil, we should fight with them to make sure that we stop them as much as possible. Okay. When we say fight, it doesn't necessarily mean a physical fight. It means to stop them, whatever you can stop them with. Okay, back on top, in Sivkotin Vav, Hamaligim Alav, people were making fun of you, which you still do the mitzvahs, V'cheinim hu Adam Beinini. I'm the Malachim Gedoilim, L'yizbayish mi'em lumoy v'lazus mitzvah. If you're a regular person, Adam Beinini, and you're amongst people bigger than you, don't be embarrassed, L'yizbayish mi'em from them, lumoy to learn v'lazus mitzvah and to do the mitzvah. In other words, you don't want to look like you're showing off in front of people who are officially bigger than you. It's not appropriate. So in this case, do the mitzvahs. But if you can do it in a private, quiet type of way, it's even better. Now, if you are amongst people who you look at them as equals to you, they look at you as equals to them, then when it comes to doing mitzvahs, make sure you do the mitzvahs in front of them, that they will look at you, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, it's his name to wash my machreinim. Oh, look, he washes my machreinim all the way properly, not just the tips of the fingers, as we'll learn Mitzvah Shem later on. And Kuf Pei Hei, Kuf Pei Aleph, we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem. So then do the mitzvahs in front of them, and they'll learn from you. Achi chavin libo l'shem shemayim v'lo l'spar l'chalila. However, you should make sure that you're doing this, in other words, the mitzvahs in front of them, l'shem shemayim, not that people say, oh, I didn't realize you, oh, are you supposed to do that? Oh, I didn't know that mitzvah. So you shouldn't do it to get any covet, do it l'shem shemayim. Then the Ramah told us, gam betznei aleches. Make sure that you do your mitzvahs with modesty. Even when you're in a house, also do things with modesty. And also, when you do the mitzvahs, you realize, I'm doing the mitzvah because it's mitzvah Hashem. Hashem is the mitzvah, the commander. Then there's the mitzvah, that is what I am supposed to do. And I'm the mitzvah, I'm the one who's commanded. And we want to connect the dots. And that's how you want to do it. You want to do a mitzvah b'simcha, as Reb Nachum said a few minutes ago, right before the shir, he said, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. Baruch Hashem. We're here to learn Torah's emes. Baruch Hashem. The Ramah concluded, and he said, we should serve Hashem, we should get up b'zrizus, with alacrity. So he says, lav dafka. He says, when he says Jesus, that means after you already hit the snooze button and you know it's already time to get up. I know, you know what a snooze button is. Your alarm doesn't have one of those. I know. I'll explain to you afterwards. Okay. So you're confused when I said that, you know. So he says, Lavdach, it doesn't mean literally to jump out of bed. But rather, wait a few seconds and then get up. Because the concern is, as Gemara says in Gittin Daf Ayin, it actually harms the body of a person to jump up too fast. Someone after the shir, he told me that when he was in high school, he said that there was actually somebody who fainted on the bus because he rushed too fast and his blood pressure and everything, a young teenager, and they attributed because he was going from one extreme to another extreme. Person sleeping in bed and then his mom is jumping out of bed too fast. So we don't want to run out too fast, but Maisa, we do want to get up to serve Hashem. Now we have over here the famous Moida Ani. We thank Hashem for getting our neshama back because we know when we sleep at night, our neshama goes up to Shemayim, not all of it, or else we have a bigger problem, but part of it. And we want to thank Hashem that Hashem gives us back the neshama. Moida Ani lefanecha, he says, it's appropriate to say as soon as you wake up, thank you, Hashem, Melech, Chai, V'Kayon, the living king who was around, who's alive, Shehzarta bi nishmasi bechemla, who returned my neshama to me bechemla, with compassion. Hashem did me a favor. Give me back my neshama. Rabbi Munasech, I have tremendous emuna, faith in you, Hashem. Now, we see that there's a comma after word chemla. So you say like this, Maida ani lefenecha, melu chai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla, pause. Snachta, pause. Rabba emunasecha, as opposed to shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla rabba. It's not chemla rabba, it's chemla rabba emunasecha. Now how do we know this? Well, turn the page. Okay. V'tevas bechemla, we're in the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. The teva is bechemla, and the word bechemla. Thank you. On the screen, yebesnach. The snach is like a pause, like a comma. V'rabi munasecha b'liyefzik, and the two words rabi munasecha should be without any interruption. Rumen akosuv is based on the pasuk. These words of Maidani is based on the pasuk in Eicha, chadoshim labekarim. He says v'goyim, but the rest of the pasuk is chadosh nabakarim rabbi munasech. That Hashem renews us in the morning. That's the source of Maida'ani, is based on the pasuk in Eicha. Shakodesh Baruch Hu mekayim emunasoi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills emunasoi. This that we trust in Him. Lahachzir neshamayis samufkadim, that He will return those neshamayis that are pikadim like you have in Bar Mitzvah, a deposit. We deposit, you go to the bank, you make a deposit, right? Mm-hmm. So we deposit our neshama, you go to sleep at night. It's like you're taking out your neshama, part of it. And it's like, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here you go. And then in the morning Hashem says, here you go. I give it back to you. Because you have a job to do. What's your job? Avoid this Hashem. Make a Kiddush Hashem. How do you make a Kiddush Hashem? Live a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's how you make a Kiddush Hashem. Now the Mishnah tells us you don't have to wash your hands. Neglavaser, Netilos Yadayim. Before you say Moedani, Vafim Yodav Metunof, even though your hands might be dirty, Ki Ein Maski Bezeh Hanusach Uloi Shein V'Lakinoi, because you did not mention any mention of Hashem's name or any reference to Hashem in this. You're referring to the king, but you didn't say Hashem's name. Now we all know who the king is, and therefore you can say Maida'ani even before you, and you should be saying Maida'ani before you wash Negavas. However, to learn Torah is also before you wash your hands. And of course, it's also forbidden to learn Torah before we make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, which permits us to learn. Okay. Now, we're going to go back to the Be'er Halacha on the previous, on the first page, in a minute. I just want to share with you a Be'er Heitev. Be'er Heitev says, Be'er Heitev on the previous page, over here at the bottom. Okay, the Be'er Heitev talks about how much sleep should a person get? How much sleep should a person get? So he writes, he says like this, Yeshem Dizman Shena Ches Shois. The amount of time one should sleep is how many hours? Ches. 8 hours. Get 8 hours of sleep. The Simin, where's a sign for this? There's a remez for this. Yoshanti Oz, Yonuachli. Oz is Gematria. 1, Aleph is 1, Zion is 7. Mm-hmm. Take out those calculators. Okay, 8. Okay. Yoshanti Oz, Yonuachli. I slept then, Yonuachli. I was comforted, I was rested. Then he says, Akol Afi Mashu Wadam. Then it's according to each person. Lamaisa, some people might need less. But if a person needs more to be Oivir Hashem, might need some more. Sometimes you have to be careful. Sleeping too much is also not healthy. Because Arizal v'shir mishnayis koydum l'choladam v'ideizeh zoichiv neshama ki mishna oisyes neshama. Then he says that one of the first limudim he brings here from the Arizal that a person should start in the morning, and you should know, this is, by the way, one of the reasons why we start here in for the sake of his measures with Mishnayos first. Is because of this. One of the reasons because of this. Because he says, Narizal, v'shiur Mishnayos koidem l'chol dover. Ashir Mishnayos comes first. Lord Mishnayos. Mishnayos is oisiyos neshama, the same letters, nun, shin, mem, hey. And you change around the letters, you have neshama, mishnah, neshama. You know, we have a program, Baruch Hashem, we learn Mishnayos for other people, many of you are part of it. Thank you very much for all your learning you do. I want to tell you something. What I tell people many times is, it's very nice you're learning for someone else in the neshama. Come learn for your own neshama. Come learn for your own neshama. Okay, we're going to be talking about that more, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, about learning Mishnayos, and what the Chavetz Chaim brings in his own sefer, Lakuti Amarim. Let's now, with the rest of the time we have, let's go back to the first page. I know we're jumping around here, three pages. Let's go to the Be'er Halacha, the first Be'er Halacha. Okay, right there. Perfect. So we said, we all know, we say Moed Ani in the morning. The Be'er Halacha, which was written also by the Chavetz Chaim, just very quickly, the Chavetz Chaim wrote these three Perushim here, the Mishnah Brura, he wrote the Be'er Halacha, and he wrote the Shaar Tzion. The Mishnah Brura is like the basic summary of the Halacha. The Be'er Halacha is where he discusses more in depth, many times, the Sugyos, the Rishonim, Achronim. And the Shaar Tzion is loosely when I say loosely, it's more than just this, but it's the sources, he quotes the sources of where he's getting things from, which we show him on the Chayim. Okay. Now the Be'er Halacha is going to tell us, there's another Moed Ani that one should say. And it's based on the Yerushalmi, Nochin Moed Lizor Loimar Koidim Kol Sholish Tfilois Hoidois Ayihirotzoin. You should say the Yerotzoin HaMavar B'Yerushalmi Perek Tfilos HaShachar. And I'm not sure, I apologize for those who are listening to the recording. I'm not sure if we did this already on the recording or not. So if you did, it's a chazar. What does it say over there? In the morning you say, you're thanking Hashem to taking us out from Me'afilu Eiro. The Mincha time, you're thanking Hashem the same way Hashem gave you the Zchus to be alive, and that the sun is at this time of day in the Mizrach, in the east, so too, you're diving to Hashem, it's a tefillah, it's a bakasha. You're asking Hashem, please merit me, give me an opportunity to see the sun in the west, which means what? Evening. And then b'mayriv, b'arviz, hirotzoin, it's not maidani now, it's hirotzoin, chulei, k'shem sh'ayisi ba'afeilo, it's a sun in the same way you took me out from the dark, I was in the dark, meaning in the nighttime. So too, we're diving to Hashem. It's a tefillah. Hashem should bring us to the morning as well. So the Sfarim say, you're not obligated to say this. It's not the same level of our regular Moed Ani in the morning, which we say. However, there are many Siddurim that do bring this down. And it's a nice expression of Akharas HaTov. You thank Hashem. Later on, we're going to go daven Mincha. So for Mincha, what after Mincha, you say this, thank you, I'm here now. Appreciate the fact that we're here in the afternoon. And you, not only is appreciation, but you also want to say a tefillah. Hashem, help me get to Ma'ariv. Help me get to the evening as well. Okay. Now I want to start with you the next Be'er Halacha for the next few minutes. The next Be'er Halacha is a very Yisoyzik Be'er Halacha. Did we start this yesterday with the chinuch, sefer chinuch?
The six remembrances.
Yeah, we did it all.
We didn't do the whole thing. We just started it. Yeah. Remember, I asked you a question about Shemaya. Yeah.
Right. So we did start it.
We just started it. We didn't. But you can repeat it.
So let's then pick up from. I think we saw the first two, right?
Yeah. Just the first two. That was.
We saw the first two. Okay, fine. So then let's pick up from. I'm trying to put my bookmarks better so we'll know exactly where we're holding. Fine. Let's pick up from Gimel. We're up to the third of the Be'er Halacha. Okay. Okay, let's look at the questions online afterwards. Let's take a look over here at the third piece in the Be'er Halacha. So it's the same Be'er Halacha, it's just on the bottom, the same page. Oh, and now he's saying third piece. Yeah, no. It's that same piece of the Be'er Halacha. He has an Ois Gimel in that piece. It's the last line right there. There you go. Exactly. Okay. Now, the Be'er Halacha is discussed in the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius, the six mitzvahs that should be done on a daily basis. That's what we discussed. We spoke about this yesterday. Right.
Yeah,
we did. Right.
Yeah, the first couple. Yeah.
Right. We spoke about that no matter what the situation is, where you are, you're going for a walk, whatever you're doing, you can always be waiting in line to buy something. Don't space out. Then they call your name. You can tell them, no, excuse me, I'm doing my Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius. Don't do that. But you have an opportunity to do mitzvahs like this. And he says like this. The first one we said is, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The second one we said is, Lo Yeluch Elim Achayim Alpanai, they should not have any other foreign gods. The third one is, Leyachdoi, to unify Hashem. What does it mean to unify Hashem? Shenema Shema Yisrael, turning the page, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad. So what does that mean that we should say Hashem is one? Shema Yisrael, so explains the Be'er Halacha, this is all from the Sefer HaChinuch. V'dat, ki Hashem, Shehiva es hakol b'ritzayna, that created and put everything in this world with his desire. V'hu Elokeinu, he is Elokeinu. Hameshgiach b'chol olamos, he is Elokeinu, which means Hashem is watching, governing over everything that happens in this world. Hu Hashem echad, he is Hashem that's one. B'li shum shituf, without any partner. So you'll ask me a very good question. Okay, good question. What's the question? The question is, how is this different from Beis, meaning lo yelecha elohim achir? And the answer is lo yelecha loy, lo yisasei. That's a lo yisasei. Shema Yisrael is an answer, is a positive. So it's I believe that's one of the approaches we can take, where it's also similar to Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, is also a positive, but here we're specifically focusing on that Hashem is one, without any partners. Hashem is one. Dalit. We come to now, Le'oiv HaMokoyim Baruch Hu, to love Hashem, Shnemar V'Havta Yis Hashem Lekecha. And as Avraham Gedalia pointed out, yes, you fulfill this in Shema. There's no question about it. There's no question. As well as, we'll see later on, Mitzvah Shema, when we learn the Hilchos Kriya Shema, that the Aseres HaDibros should also be focused of when we recite Shema. But here we're discussing not just Shema, but discussing the whole entire day. Throughout your whole entire day, you can be focusing on this as well. And he says like this, to love Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ahavta eis Hashem lekecha. The same way you love your little grandchild, you love your friend, you love your parents, you love your brothers and sisters, even more so. Not just the same way, I take that back, even more so. Right? Avraham Avinu didn't just love Hashem the same way he loved Yitzchak. He loved Hashem even more. And that's why he was willing to go sacrifice Yitzchak. The Ketzad Yagiha Odom Lavo La'ava. How does a person come to love Hashem? This is so important now. How does a person come to love Hashem? Runs to the mikveh 10 times a day? Okay, it's good to go to mikveh. I go to mikveh also, Baruch Hashem. Say Tehillim all day? Okay, I say Tehillim also, it's not, you know, you want to say a whole day. You know what you have to do. Look at the next words. The answer to the question, how do you come to love Hashem, is the next words. Hu al-idei ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah. Learning Torah is how you come to love Hashem. Hu k'disa b'sefri, l'fi sh'nema, it says, v'ahavta en yodei ha-ketz le'hava es ha-mokum. It says, v'ahavta, but I don't know. How do you love Hashem? You can go give a hug to the ear, like, I love you, Hashem. What does that mean? What do you do? These things, what are the things, the words of the Torah, should be alovecha, on your heart. And through this, through the Torah HaKadoshah, you will see Limakir, the one who said, let there be a world, that through understanding the Torah HaKadoshah, through unlearning the Torah, and going to the depths of your greatest abilities to understand the Torah, not just a superficial level, but understand as much as you can, then you'll see this ain case. There's no, it's just endless. This is Yashiv Ava Beliboy Bechrech. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be imbued with love immediately. The same way you see this little child. The same way there's this tremendous abundance of love, you know, with relatives. And so the more you learn Torah, you get into the Torah. It's not just you turn a page, you know, you sit back, but you get into it. When you love someone, something, you manage to put all your koichas into it. That's your life. That's your life. That's Avas Hashem. That's Avas HaTorah. Says further. V'inin ha-mitzvah she-yira ha-adam le-hasim kol magamos v'chol machshavto y'achar Avas Hashem yizbarach. A person should put all of his strength, all of his time, and focus on Avas Hashem. V'yarech v'libo ki kol ma she-yish bo'ilam ma'ish v'bonim v'kovid. Everything that the person has in life, his wealth, his children, his honor, that people give him, ha-kol hu everything should be like nothing in regards to the Ava Yesver Hashem. And the person should constantly, there's no such thing as, I learned my Daf Yomi, I learned my Mishnayis, I learned my first Seder. You have more time? Rabbi Shane asked me, oh, you had told him first Seder. He says, what did he do second Seder? He said, what about the afternoon? What about the afternoon? He asked me. He asked me this. Are they learning in the afternoon? He says, if they have time in their hands to learn, what's the question? You know what he does the whole day? He learns the whole day. Okay? That's what he's telling us here. V'hakoyveyo es ma'achshavtoi b'inyonu ma'gashmim v'havlei oylom shaloi l'shem shemayim ragliz aneg la'ahasi kovoid bitul esay zu v'onshe godo. Now a person who wastes his time and does not focus on limra Torah, not just in the morning, not just at a shir here and there, in the afternoon, in the evening, but that's his day. That doesn't mean you can't go play golf once in every 35 years. I'm just kidding. Okay? I'm just kidding. Okay? Obviously, we have to do things and buy yourself food and you have to eat and things like. But where is your goal? What is your GPS? What did you program on your GPS this morning? What did you program on your GPS for life? If a person doesn't have his programming to learn Torah Yom V'Laila, this person is mevatel, he has nullified, he has wasted this mitzvah. V'onshe Godol, and the punishment awaiting a person like this is unfortunately very, very serious. We'll talk about this another time later on, even though this is the Mishmurus here, the Chofetz Chaim bangs this point across later on as well. I say later on, so I believe Simon Kuf Nun Vav. That's chapter 156. Now we're at Simon Aleph number 1. Now, time is about to end. I'm just going to share with you outside. I'm going to tell you two more points of this Sheish Mitzvahs Temidius. So just to review that main thing, what we just spoke about right now, the main point, what does it mean? Avas Hashem. What does it mean to love Hashem? To love Hashem means a person's learning Torah. To love Hashem means I'm going to be learning Torah as much as I can, as much as my physical capabilities, my mental capabilities, my schedule permits. I'm going to arrange my schedule to show I love Hashem. That's what it means. Ask somebody, bump into somebody in the street, say to me, you love Hashem? Of course I love Hashem. So you know, what you learn something? You have a Seder to learn? No, that's for the rabbi. That's his job. That's why I pay my dues in shul. So you have to educate the person. No. Yes, you want to go ask the rabbi a question. Hopefully he'll have the answer. If not, he'll look it up for you. That's right. You have a responsibility. Save their lives. If you see someone drowning, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to save his life if you can. Save their lives. And Achamei v'Esrim, the man's going to come to you and say, thank you so much. You saved my life. I would have nothing. Now I have Olam Haba. The last 2 points, number 5 and 6, Leah's Yiras Hashem is Barach upon of Tamid, Levil to Yechta. Person has to have Es Hashem Lakecha Tira, he has to fear Hashem. There's more to discuss on that. And number 6, Shalinosa Acha Machsheva Saleh Varias Anayim, we should not go after our hearts and eyes' desire. And we should not go after the desires. This means two things. One is apikorsis, we should not have thoughts and ideas of heresy, as well as that's we should not be looking at things that are immoral content, and that's Achrei Einechem. Okay, this is quick, but part of this Be'er Halacha. Just wanted to make sure we share this point. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we pick up with Sif Beis.